You're listening to the Whistle Pulse podcast with me, Laura Hanlon, keeping your finger on the pulse with all the local info you need to know. I've got you covered every weekday morning. Hey, good morning. Happy Thursday. Wow. Yeah, wow. How good was yesterday? 22 centimeters? Nah, way more, especially in wind-loaded terrain. Sure, we got super lucky and our seventh cracked at 9:30 yesterday, got some of the first chairs. What do you reckon, Becca, Kelly, like chair 20? Yeah, and that top section was, of course, wind affected as it always is. But once you got down to tree line and it settled, you didn't hit the crust underneath in spots. It was so good and with amazing lighting, and then back side really delivered because Glacier Chair didn't open for ages. Classic. But if you did it right, yeah, like K1, you could get Blackcomb Alpine in the morning and then peak at 12:30. I tried to get Flute in the afternoon, but with the decreasing viz, made a decision not to. But instead, in flat lighting, I was a total hypocrite. Maybe this is on my karma points because I got to the base of Flute. I was like, I'm going to do the traverse line. It's already here. Might as well. And I lawn darted in this compression, like, at speed. It was the gnarliest lawn dart I've ever done. I wish someone else could have seen it. I'm talking like snow in the goggles, double eject, like tomahawk, like unreal. Like it was a compression and the other side came up. There was no way I was clearing it. It was insane. But yeah, I hope that you're taking it easy. And if you're beat up, you're doing some stretching and maintenance and some heat therapy, because oh boy, is that crucial at this time of year. You know, it's been a long season. Yesterday was day 61 for me. And I know that's, and that isn't a humble brag. That's low for me, you know, what with all the icy conditions we've had. But yeah, I hope you're taking it easy on your body too. I really do. Because today, yeah, there'll be a little bit of flat lighting in spots, what with some cloudy variable visibility forecast, but definitely wear sunscreen today. Oh yeah. And what with these northerly winds, light to moderate winds coming in from the west or northeast, cool temperatures as well. And thank you, Billy, from Seattle, for reminding me that when you're listening in as American, you don't really have a gauge when I'm talking temperatures. So I'm going to do a conversion for you. Yeah. What with it being minus 10 Celsius in the Alpine this morning, that translates at 14 Fahrenheit at the tippy tops of Whistler and Blackcomb. And we're going to see a high of, minus 8 in the Alpine. Yeah, which is like 17 to maybe 20 degrees Fahrenheit in and around the Rendezvous and Roundhouse. So freezing level is going to come up to about 1200 meters, which is kind of where it's currently at. Let's say Olympic is looking at just minus 1, but still a cool minus 6 at Pig Alley and Catskinner. And at Pig Alley, the freezing level hasn't got above it. It's been the warmest it's got there is minus 2. So groomers above Pig Alley and even a few hundred meters just shy of Pig Alley will be in better condition today, having not had a melt freeze cycle. But then again, some solar affected slopes like Pony Trail will definitely be crispy this morning. Mm-hmm. And the lower Dave Murray, but the upper Peach Creek is groomed today, along with Raven, Ptarmigan is, believe it's being utilized, however. That slope style event is still happening, the Big Air Canada Cup for the next few days, but Jersey Cream Bowl is run of the day on Blackcomb. Maybe that's the hot tub as well. Hey, Becca. But Raven to Old Crow and Upper Olympic are runs of the day. I noticed that School Mom yesterday had been groomed. It had a width of about 2 cats to be able to ski out on School Mom yesterday. That is not groomed today, but Twist and Shout is groomed on Crystal. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So yeah, definitely wear sunscreen today. Expect bright periods, some upper kind of stratus cloud and potential for some flat lighting at points, kind of like Monday, you know. But I'm looking on the long range for us about when we'll see some more precip, like a flurry on Saturday. And then yeah, potentially, hopefully, near 10 centimeters on Monday night. But tomorrow's going to be a super clear day and sunny with the freezing level getting up to like 1700 meters tomorrow. So Yeah. What does this mean for our AV risk? Well, we should be continuing to make conservative terrain choices while the storm snow settles and stabilizes. Be especially cautious in wind-affected terrain where human triggering is more likely, especially, yeah, with some really wind-scoured areas. It can go from deeper pockets to, you know, crust, really a very firm crust quickly. So moderate a danger for alpine and tree line elevation, low below tree line right now. So that has come down from considerable. Yes. So let's give you your road and valley weather report brought to you by Bryce Morris at Greg Gardner GM in Squamish. Give him a call if you're looking for a new vehicle to adventure in the sea to sky. Yeah, Bryce, I hope you got some wiggles yesterday. Hope everyone got some wiggles. Man, there was a lot of hooting and hollering, some big grins, and oh boy, a hell of an après at Merlin's with the hair farmers. Wow. But for your road condition, here we go. There is some roadside brushing, what with this clear weather for the next few days on Highway 99. And that is still continuing northbound between Alice Lake and Daisy Lake Road. That's between 8 a.m. and 4 p.m. with a right lane closure. So give yourself ample time coming through there. That's Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. Well, so Thursday and Friday this week, along with some shoulder maintenance as well happening on that stretch southbound too. That work is at Cullerton Creek Bridge. That's happening and starting today. So it will be a lane shift with northbound traffic in the northbound right lane and then southbound traffic in the northbound left lane. So possible 10-minute delay, southbound stoppages. That is happening today between 8 and 3:30. Okay. Yeah, be advised. And looking at the Duffy Lake Road, oh, there's been a little bit of a dusting, low light there. It is very much in the cloud bank. So even though the webcam looks like the roads are clear, yeah, always prepare for all eventualities at that elevation. Take snacks and water and a blanket, you know, especially with there not being any cell service up there. And make sure you get gas before 10 p.m. If you are heading down to Squamish. Like I said, that early closure the other day at 8 p.m. really caught someone out on their way down to Squamish. They were, yeah, and I didn't have a jerry can. Oh, man. So weather-wise today. Yesterday, we had a high of 6.3 degrees. And yeah, I know, sunrise is at 6:40 these days. Whew. 10 to 8 is sunset tonight at 8 p.m. and 9 degrees is going to be our high in the valley. Yeah, which is 48 degrees Celsius. Oh, look at me go. with a mix of sun and cloud, apparently some wet flurries this morning as the cloud kind of dissipates. But yeah, expect a clear night tonight in preparation for tomorrow's sunny day. So that high pressure coming in this evening. So a few clouds clearing. It'll give us a low of -1 overnight, much like this morning. And then, yeah, a high of 9 degrees Celsius today. So 12 degrees in the valley tomorrow. It'll be a sunscreen in the valley day. But it's a Thursday. All right, let's have a look at what events are happening. I mentioned yesterday that Stitches in the Stacks, you can bring snacks. The Fiber Arts Night at the library is happening. This is free to attend. You'll need to bring your own supplies, including sewing machines and accessories for your, you know, crocheting and knitting. But a great opportunity for people to share ideas and socialize whilst they get crafting on their fiber projects. Yeah. That's tonight at 7 p.m. in the Fireplace Lounge. And speaking of the library, you know that attendance was up 38% last summer at the library. Yeah. So that means a lot of things. They're doing a survey to see what with 1,700 patrons being connected with in the summer reading club alone. Yeah, these high numbers indicate more engagement. So there were actually 156,000 in-person visits to the library last year. Yeah, up 38%. So the library's collection increased by over 4,000 items. Patrons borrowed 12,000 plus audiobooks and even 17,000 picture books throughout the year. And yeah, big advocate of the library. So this is really interesting. And you have a way to get involved too. So with this strategic plan, community engagement is going to open this month. So have an input to this amazing community resource, you know, be heard about it. And yeah, that makes a massive difference. Thursday means it's karaoke night at the Crystal Lounge tonight with Yoga Cara doing assisting and adjusting for yoga teachers today, twice actually, at 2:45 and at 7 p.m. That might interest you. But there's something happening at the Memorial Young Arts Center, and that's talking about concussions and advances in prevention, identification, and treatment. It's a speaker series happening tonight, and theirs isn't the only concussion event too. Whistler Community Services are doing drop-in concussion support actually with Mackenzie McLeod, and I know of a couple people, and I have known a few too many over the, well, one is too many over the years, you know, who've really been affected by concussions. And luckily, we're in a town with a lot of support, but reach out and get it, because it can be such a tough and long recovery. And it's not like, you know, there's any physical indication that people are suffering. So this drop-in concussion support is happening in April tomorrow, and there's no cost and no registration required. This will be happening tomorrow at 1:30. That's at the Whistler Community Services Center at Nestor's Road. So tomorrow, as well as one on April 19th, and then in May, there are three, May 3rd, 17th, and 31st. I know. Yeah, amazing. Because something that people suffering with a concussion really can't enjoy is loud, overstimulating music environments. And that includes the Dublin today, where Ruckus Deluxe are going to be playing Après, and at 9 p.m. The Hair Farmers, having played Merlin's yesterday, are having a break. It's a Thursday, but they'll be back at Merlin's as well for Après tomorrow, which is always rowdy. But yeah, yesterday was extra rowdy. But starting April 15th, there is going to be a major change to the Whistler transit service. Yeah, a major reduction. So Spring Creek now running just until 1:30 in the morning. That's increased service, so that's great. But some earlier and later service on the Route 10 is really exciting. And then the Route 32 will be running in mornings and evenings during peak times. So yeah, the winter service routes that are seasonally discontinued, that will kick into effect on April 14th. Yeah. But April 5th, tomorrow, Friday night, is the Anonymous Art Show's buying night for, yeah, that wonderful event. Entry just $30 with live music from Soul Club Whistler tomorrow, Ben Keating. And yeah, doors open at 6:30. And yeah, this is Arts Whistler's main fundraising event for the year. It is huge. And $30 allows you as a spectator or a buyer or participating artist to actually enter that for space tomorrow and help Arts Whistler fund their amazing plethora of programming, which includes a screening of Pulp Fiction on April 17th. That's the Tarantino film that was picked. So that's coming up pretty shortly. And coming up, yeah, already, as you can tell, it's spring when Doc Leslie, Leslie Anthony, that is, but Doc Leslie on Instagram, has a fistful of boas. Wow. Yeah. Yeah. Leslie Anthony has a long history with biodiversity, but in particular reptiles and snakes, and that really cool photos. Awesome. Not so cool, however, is an announcement that Momentum Camps and the other Blackcomb camps that operate on the Horseman Glacier in the summer are going to be on hiatus this year. They have been cancelled. That was confirmed yesterday. I'm reading Powder Magazine's article, and yes, they have put the Horseman Glacier. That's, they've identified that that's the showcase T-bar as the Horseman Glacier. That is incorrect. You can see the old Horseman Glacier in the background, but whatever. Semantics, yeah, we know better, and now you do too. But yeah, unfortunately, what with the reducing snowpack on the glacier, major concerns about that receding glacier. Those summer camps are not going to be happening this year. No, I know. Now you know. But happening on the hill as well, I'm sure you've seen this post from Leslie Broadhurst about an incident where there was a collision on the hill, and she's posted the Alpine Responsibility Code. She actually had to undergo surgery from a collision wherein the person who collided with her too skied off and wouldn't identify themselves, and that is part of the Alpine Responsibility Code. And man, people need to have accountability and integrity. She had to undergo surgery at Lions Gate for her torn meniscus. She has a broken tibia along with ribs. Oh, accidents happen, but it is so important to have integrity. Like, it really is. That's what should make us a part of being human, you know? Yeah, sorry to see that, Leslie. That's really harsh. Oh, man. Oh, my tab timed out. No, I can't remember what other post I had up. Shoot, I am sorry. Moving on. We'll just make it a shorter episode. Great, we'll get straight to the birthdays because it is Jared Kirchmeyer's birthday today. Happy birthday, bud, along with Simon Howard's. Simon, I hope you've been getting after it. I saw you from on the other side of the lift line a couple weeks back during that POW storm. Multiple storms. So good for you. It was also great to ride with Fred Fries yesterday for a couple laps. And yeah, also great, of course, are these throwback facts brought to you by the more than great Stinkies on the Stroll. Did you know that the Poecilotheria regi, I don't know if I pronounced that right, was found on this day 11 years ago. It's a giant tarantula with a 20-centimeter leg span that was discovered in Sri Lanka. Yeah, something to think about. Wow. Or did you know that Microsoft was founded on this day? Yeah, 1975 between Bill Gates and Paul Allen. Yeah, and that was developed to sell basic interpreters for the Altair 88000. Yeah, I know. A terrible day, though, for civil rights in 1968 when Martin Luther King Jr. was assassinated on this day. Do you know that? Yeah, the Lorraine Hotel in Memphis. I know. And 5 years later, the World Trade Center, though, that opened in New York at 110 stories, which was then the world's tallest building, 1973. And did you know that in 2007, a Swedish couple ran into trouble with the authorities after trying to name their baby Metallica? You know that? Yep, true fact. And on this day in 1970, Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young went to number one on the US album chart with their album Deja Vu. Yeah, I know. Oh, and the Sex Pistols played the first night of a residency at the El Paradiso Club in Soho. Yeah, on this day in 1976. You're welcome. Oh, and today's joke of the day. Oh, it's a groaner for sure. Brought to you by Coast Mountain Brewing, of course. What does a grape say when it's squashed? Nothing. It just lets out a little wine. I like that. And I'm liking this track of the day from a Seattle artist. It's dream pop is how it's described. A solo project from musician Natalie Liu. And I learned something new today because I knew about sea cucumbers, but sea lemons are a group of sea cucumbers. But yeah, her solo project is called Sea Lemon and her track Eraser is track of the day. So I hope you enjoy it. And I hope you enjoy, trying to find some power stashes today. Especially in northerly features. But do dress warm. You know, it's going to be cool, the air temperature with those light to moderate winds, but you're going to need sunscreen as well. Happy Thursday.
The Whistle Pulse podcast is here for you every weekday morning at 7:15-ish and is sponsored by Stinkies on the Stroll. Stroll on down for all your hunger, thirst, sporting and après needs.